USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is very unhappy about the leaked draft of a Supreme Court ruling apparently overturning longstanding abortion rights.
If this decision holds, it's really quite a radical decision.
Biden saying the landmark Roe v. Wade ruling has been the law of the land for nearly 50 years. Chief Justice John Roberts saying the court will investigate the leak and that the report is authentic, although it does not represent a decision by a court or the final position of any member on the issues in the case. A record number of Americans are quitting their jobs. Labor Department figures show 4.5 million people voluntarily left their jobs in March, up slightly from the previous month. Professional and business services led the way with the largest increase in quits, followed by the construction industry. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have religiously taken the Balance of Nature. I haven't missed one day, and I'm loving the product. I feel better. My wife has noticed that I've felt better, and I've noticed that I want to get up and go piddle in the garage and, you know, do something that doesn't matter to anybody on earth but me, but I have the energy to where I want to do that. So I really think Balance of Nature is helping me.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
A warrant has been issued for corrections officer Vicky White, who went missing along with inmate Casey White from the Lauderdale County Detention Center in Alabama on Friday. Police say the two are not related to each other. Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton says it was orchestrated.
She left the detention center at 9:41 a.m. We were alerted at 3:30 p.m.
Singleton says that Vicky White never returned to the jail after leaving with the inmate for a mental health evaluation. He notes that in transporting the inmate alone, she violated their usual procedure. The U.S. Marshals Service says the two are possibly armed and that the inmate is a serious threat. Voters in Indiana and Ohio are heading to the polls today. Voters in Ohio will get to choose their party's nomination for senator, governor, and lieutenant governor. In Indiana, 9 Republicans and 3 Democrats are vying for the only open congressional seat. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
A federal judge has temporarily suspended Title 42's original expiration date in late May. Title 42 denies asylum claims from many illegal immigrants because of public health concerns like COVID. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul tells Fox Business he believes the border will be overrun when Title 42 ends.
My home state of Texas, we just can't absorb this anymore.
The CDC says Title 42 is no longer needed, and the Department of Homeland Security is working to increase the size of processing facilities and transportation fleets while deploying more Border Patrol agents. Some Amazon workers are rejecting an attempt to unionize.
The Amazon Labor Union was handed a defeat as a smaller warehouse on Staten Island rejected a union bid. The tally was nearly two-thirds against unionizing. There weren't enough challenge ballots to sway the decision. Both sides have a week to file objections to the election. The union's first upset victory happened about a month ago at a nearby larger facility. The e-tailer said at the time it would file an objection. Another union election for a company facility in Alabama remains up in the air, with hearings on the challenge ballots to begin in the coming weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Price at the pump going up. AAA saying the nationwide average for a gallon of regular gas is $4.20 a gallon. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.